eternal, unlimited Kli. That's the whole difference. Except there's a psychological barrier, which means this is mine. Like a baby holding on to his teddy bear and can't let go of it, although they're giving him the entire world. Go, open up, enjoy everything. No, he just wants to hold on to his teddy bear, and this is mine. We are the same with our tiny ego, which brings us only problems, and these problems are help. It's the Creator's calling onto us to come out of it. But as much as you want to extract this teddy bear from the baby's hands, he doesn't want to let go. That's a problem. So the wisdom of Kabbalah comes, and it tries somehow to explain to us, to tempt us to leave our ego, to start working in a group. We find it very difficult, very closed off. We're very limited. We're unable to think a little differently, a little bit above this, our tiny boundaries, our teddy bear that we're holding on to, thinking that we're holding on to it, and this is our entire life and livelihood. It's only the group, only the reforming light can help and do something. Hence, we have here the shattering of the vessel, on the one hand, as preparation, and on the other hand, each shall help his friend, since with myself, I'm unable to do anything. I can't fight with my ego, but I can help my friends do it. And the same goes for each one of the friends. And when each one in the ten thinks of the others, it turns out that we can come out of it. We can let go of that teddy bear. We can open up our arms and go from the teddy bear to a new world, a whole new reality. This is an opportunity, a possibility. Such great preparation was made by the Creator only for us to heed the Kabbalists' advice. We are now in a state where this point is becoming critical. It can be realized if we will hear seriously and think of the opportunity. Hello, dear Rav. What should we think in order to let go of the teddy bear? Rav, you should think about them. Think that they would let go of the teddy bear, put it aside. And each one should think of the others. He can't think this way about himself. I cannot think about myself in such terms to let go of my ego. Even to ask for it, I can't. That's why he who prays for a friend is answered first, because I can't pray for my friend somehow. But I can do it. If the entire ten prays for each and every one, then everyone wins.
So, the thought is the prayer, actually.
I don't know what you mean about the thought. The fact that I ask, that I turn to the Creator to help my friend, help my ten, this is the prayer that works also on me. But to ask for myself directly, I cannot ask to get rid of my desire, my ego. I cannot. We see that we hear about it for many years, and we're unable to do it. It's because we think that we have to turn to the Creator and ask. So we have to turn to the Creator and ask, but not for ourselves. Because when you ask for yourself, you are in your ego. Nevertheless, ask for the friends. It doesn't last. So all of my requests, all of my prayers are not answered because they are false from the outset. However, if I turn to this nature and I see the system of laws, absolute laws, completely sealed, and I want to be integrated in this system as an integral part of it, that is united with this whole system. It is in unison with the system, in mutuality with the system, but I'm incapable of doing it, then no problem. Change me. Place me inside of it. I want it. I'm ready for it somehow. How can I ask for it? So instead of this great nature and whatnot, there's a 10 before me. And I can ask, I can work on this 10. So it turns out that when I turn to the Creator, to nature, I turn to the 10. As much as I care for the whole 10, I care for all of creation. And in this way, I aim myself more correctly toward prayer, request, implementation. The foundation of faith is when I constantly think, where am I? Who is working on me? In what system am I in? What is the reason for all my troubles? The reason is that I'm out of balance with the entire system. And what is the good result from this? For me to enter into balance with the system. So what is the general law of the system? Mutuality, connection, support, harmony. Then I wish to reach that. What am I lacking in order to get there? So in such a way, I begin to relate to the society. So I need to hear the Kabbalists who say that each one judges according to his own flaws, that I need to accept the society in an ideal form, and the opposite view I have of the society is a representation of the gap between me and that system. So let me do it this way. Let me relate to them as if they are in wholeness, complete righteous, and I'm not. And so on and so forth. The important thing is to look at the entire creation as a single system, closed system, ideal, corrected, and I'm the only component that is corrupt, and I now discover it, I reveal it, and I want to merge with that system, integrate.
Internal, so that I can measure and adjust myself accordingly. So what exactly?
Asiriya?
The 10. So you can't complain, saying, where are we? What are we talking about? Some philosophy. What I just said now is not philosophy, it's practical. Go ahead, implement it in the 10.
Yes.
that is in harmony, in wholeness, in the end of correction. Everyone is corrected. I am the only one who is not.
About the teddy. There are moments where the connection with the friends in the ten, where for a certain period of time you can pray for the friends, enter their chisaron, and for some time to let go of the teddy, but then it comes back and it's even bigger. Is the goal for it to not come back at all?
The fact that you left yourself and you were inside the friends, it's not that you left yourself and you were in the friends, rather you attached the friends to your will to receive. You didn't disconnect from your will to receive. You didn't perform a restriction. You didn't rise above the will to receive and entered the friend as an auxiliary force helping him. That all of your desire to receive is becoming a force that is called a desire to bestow. And with that, you enter the friend and you help the friend attain what he wants to attain.
Vlad.
But how do you do it? So that when you feel the friend's chisaron, that you'll really detach and feel only their chisaron.
Through the friends, try to be in the ten like that all the time, and you see how it works. Try to do something, as Rabash writes in his first 20 articles about society. Try to realize that you'll see all the exercises are there. You also see just how much is actually written there. Because we practically forgot about it. I had this thought once that we are going to the desert, and this entire 24 hours we are working only with the 20 articles of the society.
I'm included in it. How do I reach that state that you're talking about, where I simply feel the deficiencies of the friends? What does it mean that my entire, all of my inner resources are working only in order to serve them?
I try to restrict my own desires, my private desires, be integrated with their desires as much as possible and realize them as if I have nothing except for their desires. Work, run, in short, to whatever they want. I have nothing more to say. Is that clear what I said? I come to you. I ask you, what would you like? You say, I would like this and this and this and this and that. I say, good. I'm going to try and take care of it in your place. And I'm running around between all those places to attain whatever you want. This is really the work of bestowal, that with my malchut I can realize everything you are imagining in your first nine as your attainments. I subjugate myself with respect to or relative to your desire, and I work to realize, to fulfill your desire.
If we're talking about praying for the friends, then what does it mean that right now I'm realizing the friend's desire in this given moment?
I realize the friend's desire. When my friend wants for sure what? He wants to be connected with all the friends. He wants to be connected with the Creator. He wants to give him contentment through giving contentment to him, to them. That's what I try to do with all my might. The I is not there, only as a machine that is serving him and the Creator. And this is the case towards each and every friend, meaning all the friends and the Creator. And I, myself, there's nothing. What does it mean? I don't serve my desire. So what's happening? That's the meaning of restricting myself. And
okay, going back to the teddy comes back. So it means what? That I'm going back to my ordinary thoughts and desires?
If it goes back, the Creator arranges it for you to for it to return, because you need to realize a new Rishimo. Each time it's a new Rishimo. When you finish realizing all those Rishimo you have in this degree, you come to the revelation of a higher degree. That's it. That's how reality is set up. We have an egoistic reality, the one we depict, imagine, live in, exist in, and there's a reality that's different, where we work there by clothing in the other. This is the meaning of bestowing to the other. I clothe in him, and then whatever he wants, I do. You can say, how can I clothe in him? Who's sitting next to you? Volodya, yeah? How can I clothe in him? He's a complete egoist. He wants to swallow the whole world. How can I clothe in him? Well, am I going down a degree? Here I have to say, each one judges according to his own flaws. I need to see it in an opposite way, that to the extent that I see him as wrong, I have to turn him to right, to the good and corrected, because they have eyes but they can't see. Then I bow down before him, before his corrected form, together with seeing his corrupt form in my eyes. And together with that, I imagine him in the corrected form. And towards his corrupt form, I don't want to relate. And towards his correct form, I wish to relate and I wish to connect and support. Then in this way, I keep turning, building for myself at the next degree. I build it.
See the corrected form, shape of Volodya. Can I see it in the prayer, asking for his chisaron?
You need to imagine it precisely. That's why they gave you the corrupt form. And consequently, from that, you can see the correct form, corrected form. The opposite, really the opposite each time. This inversion is something you can do in your description.
Yeah. And in our common work, in my common work with Volodya, I toward him, he towards me, we can reach a state where this is the only thing that we'll see, the corrected form and being not connected.
No. All the teddy bears and all the faces of the corrupt friend, all of it will also appear worse and worse. And you are trying to see them each time as good and correct. And look how much these gaps will grow. Accordingly, that's the height of your degree. This is your state. When you're ascending compared to the state that is described. So the Creator messes up your the state of the friends, their spots of him, their faces, let's say. He corrupts it, he messes it up, and accordingly you correct it and you raise it up.
How
do you draw the reforming light? It seems as though you need a miracle for this change to happen.
When you feel that only a miracle can help you, and if not, you're lost, only then you ask.
Or as if studying about something that's supposed to be beyond the machzon, somewhere in the future, and we're left only with one eye and one leg from our teddy, and we can't let go of it.
We think with our stupidity that spirituality is somewhere up there. It is found in the changing of our attitude. Only that, nothing other than that. You change your attitude, even a little bit, to what's going on. Already, it's spiritual.
And what makes that bit of change? What can really make that bit of change?
Let go of the teddy bear.
But you need some force to come. And
so the friends should help you. Just come to you and say, just let it go, give it to us. I can see on you that you disagree.
It's not that. I see that. You know, I can spin for another 100 years.
Because you're not using the means. You're far from one another, distant.
Something external has to come, the light, something.
It will not come unless you ask. You have to help one another reach despair.
In item 155, it says that in order to receive the light, you have to purify the vessels, make the vessel worthy, but it can't be without the light correcting it.
No. It's not an infinite loop. You have a 10. You're not using the force of the friends. The corporeal force. Physical force. Not spiritual. If everyone is crying, is yelling, wanting corporeally to be in mutuality and help, it works spiritually. This is the special thing about corporeality. What is corporeality? It's not corporeality. It's a sort of spirituality that appears to us, that was given to us in order to change our situation egoistically. The last, or the lowest spiritual degree appears to us as the current state. And it was given to us, we were given this opportunity to arrange all the situations between us so they would work and push us into spirituality. It's nevertheless a spiritual force at work. When I connect the others, I don't want to connect, and I connect nevertheless, and I connect egoistically. Nevertheless, inside, there's a law at work. A law. Even though I'm an egoist, and I'm after an egoistic desire, a goal, although I describe it, depict it as spiritual, nevertheless it works, but we're not using it. We're not using it. Let us now, let's say, each and every 10, choose a friend. Who? Let's say, who? What do you think? In each and every 10, pick a friend, and we're thinking about him all day long. And you'll see what will happen. Try, but like that, like you see how much you envy him, that everyone is thinking of him, and why do you have to work for him, and all that. My request to myself, as much as I think of him, I have to remind myself, write it down somewhere. Today you can have little beeps on your phone. And then in this way, I can be connected to him constantly, and the same for everyone. So on the one hand, we have this, we gain from it because we all do it together. The second thing is we do it towards a certain friend. And in this way, we'll see inner changes in us that we went through during the day, okay? So pick a victim. Let's say Gershom. Think of him. Then next round, the next 10, think of, I don't know. About the doctor. Okay. Mushi, you said. Okay.
It's not clear what this thing of the three prinot kachab are that go down and become the three chasadim.
Well, we have keter, which is the desire of the upper one, seemingly detached from all of reality. This is the thought of creation, the creator, who wants to create. By what does he want to create? Through the light that emerges from him. The light that emerges from him is called Chokhmah. On what does the light operate? It operates on the will to receive. On the will to receive, when it begins to react to the light, it begins to change. And it changes. The change that happens in it is called Bina. So we have Keter, Chokhmah, and Bina. That's it. Afterwards, by the will to receive, working on Keter, Chokhmah, and Bina, other results happen. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet. What does that mean? Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet are like Keter, Chokhmah, and Bina, except that there is no light of Chokhmah in them, but only light of Chesedim. Only light of a reaction, response of the created being, without it coming from the Creator. This is called Chagat, Chesed Gvura Tiferet. It's like Kachab. And then there is a response from the created being, which are called Netzachot Yesod. And then there is Malchut, which comes out of this whole procession, the will to receive. So you have Keter from above, which is just a desire to bestow, and it's called the Creator. Below, we have Malchut, which is only the desire to receive, which is called created being, or creature. And all the ones between them, these metamorphoses, these changes, transformations of light and desire, and desire and light, are what connect the emanator's will to bestow with the emanated being desired to receive. And that whole mechanism is called Neshama. Or Bria, creation. But besides this, there is nothing. And this is what we're talking about. Now, why did he call it Beit Shar Kavanot, the gatehouse of intentions? Because when the created being begins to receive from the Creator, bestowal or influence from the Creator, he begins to rise from the still to the vegetative to the animate to the speaking. It begins to develop. The Creator creates within the will to receive development. Evolution. It's like placing a seed in the ground, and the ground and the seed begins to grow. So, when the Creator created the will to receive, to begin with, he planted in the will to receive a force, like in a nucleus or a seed, a force that can develop through the light. So we are learning how this Malchut, which came last from above downward, as a result, begins to develop back up until it gets back to Keter, until it reaches Keter, it's similar to Keter, and even controls Keter. It's called, my sons defeated me. This is what we're learning. So this whole process, from above downward and from below upward, are called Bait, house. It is all done as one through the intentions of Malchut, which it develops toward Keter, toward the emanator, and is therefore called Beit Shaar HaKavanot, the gatehouse of intentions. They are all closed within the intentions of the Creator and the created being, and how they complement one another and become.
Registration is growing and many people are being registered.
I want to say about this. Those who are in the Congress itself, in the Congress, inside the compound, the ground, it receives a special inspiration, force, and it will influence him for the rest of the year. I don't know what's happening with this. Well, this world is going in each day in a different direction. I don't know what's going to happen with our friends overseas. I don't know what's going to happen with all the viruses and what's happening. If there's still a chance to come to Israel, come to the Congress. Here, we want to establish a source of spiritual influence on every participant.
Yes, we also gave 65 requests for visas for our friends from countries that require visas in the process in the Ministry of Interior. There's some difficult situations as far as the documents. We're asking for the thoughts of all the world Kli, so that all those who have sent the requests, they will truly get this permission. These are special friends and they deserve to be with the convention, in the convention with us. It depends on our thoughts. That's the second thing. The third thing, in a week, we already have friends that are coming, to help prepare us the convention. 20 people are coming to Yariv for internship. They'll work for almost a month in preparations of all our systems, and we'll see them in the lessons, and we will feel that will already be the beginning of the convention. Well, there's also a request from the accommodations team. You received an email. Please send back your insurance. We don't want to have any problems, and do health insurance before you come. And whoever's from the World Kli who registered and received an email, please send back your insurance. Another special thing, there are many requests from the World Kli that's coming that want to be hosted by families. By our families, we have many Russian speakers, and they're asking from us, from Petah Tikva, from the Israeli Kli that speak Russian, that can host people in their homes. So please turn to us, and we want to sort those things.
Yes, we are asking you to open